You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new signature wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now for the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. Now, here's Grouchy.
Are you ready for us to be strong? Are you ready? Are you ready for us to prove them wrong? Are you ready? Let me know you're ready to be turned into people who cannot be afraid of us. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
All right, better late than never with the glass shatter. I love it. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry I missed you last week. Or actually, I'm sorry you missed me. I'll be fine. Don't worry. But, yeah, Seymour assing up. He does sometimes. He's a little upset because I only gave him half a box of Steak-ums last week when I had to take the night off. I mean, he knows the rules, though. So he needs to tighten up. Anyway, like I said, great to be back with you. We got lots to talk about. Unfortunately, as I said earlier in my tweet, I prepared nothing. So I have scarfed some news headlines, and we're going to cobble together a show based on that. And the other thing I got to let you know about is do not believe there will be a red wine tonight. They're scattered about. One's not feeling well. One's got something else going on. And Aaron is out of town. So no red wine. But right after me, there will be an Amish and Robinson. And that will be your nightcap. So we're just a doubleheader tonight. But it'll still be a good doubleheader. So do yourself a favor and sit tight. Right here on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. So, our first headline. Oh, yeah. This is a good one that's been hitting news lately. And I don't normally like to hit stories that have been in the news a lot lately, but this one, it bears talking about a little bit. So, we are having a national shortage of baby formula. And we'll call it the latest challenge facing the administration. The White House, I mean, we all know, we see it everywhere. We're dealing with the highest inflation rate in decades. There's a war in Ukraine triggered by Russia's invasion. There is a lingering pandemic that is still being stubborn and won't go away altogether, and some states are actually starting to see an uptick in hospitalizations. We've got skyrocketing gas prices. We've got a shortage of goods, and what goods you can find, prices are high. Inflation is there. Now, the thing is that there's not a whole lot they can do about some of this stuff, okay? They really can't fix supply and demand. They really can't. But the panic over the baby formula shortage is really causing some issues across the whole country. The Food and Drug Administration claims they are working to fix it, but you know, like we don't have enough problems. We got government trying to get into fixing problems. That always just leads to more problems. I mean, really, have you ever known the government to jump into a problem and actually fix it? You know, Biden, he has his hands full with a lot of problems, and a lot of them are related problems. The baby formula shortage is not dislike any of that. I mean, you can tie it to just about everything else that's going on in one form or fashion. It's being exacerbated by a supply chain problem. We also have inflation. You know, Biden, in a White House speech on Tuesday, identified inflation, which is making midterm landscape for Democrats bleaker by the day, as his top issue. But he also, we're gonna hold back on that. I'm going to hold back on that for a few minutes because there's a lot of things that are going to tie together tonight. Gas prices hit another peak on Tuesday, and they are being affected by the Ukraine war, according to Joe Biden. But, again, we'll come back to this. We'll come back to this because this is just a highlight for right now. Coronavirus cases are ticking up again. Just a reminder that the pandemic hasn't gone away. In China, lockdowns caused by the pandemic are contributing to economic malaise in the United States. All this happening is, you know, it's all intertwined. The baby formula shortage has led retailers, including Amazon and Target, to limit the amount of formula people can purchase online and in stores. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the availability of the product is a priority for the FDA, and they're working around the clock to address any possible shortage. How about the actual shortage? How about staying away from the possible shortages and dealing with the actual shortage? She stopped shy of saying that the White House could take any additional steps. She said, "I don't believe there's a national stockpile of baby formula." Yeah. Okay. Way to go there, genius. By Tuesday, the FDA had issued a lengthy outline of steps it is taking to address the shortage, which include meeting with infant formula manufacturers, monitoring supply, and taking steps to expedite production. Now, what step could the federal government take to expedite production with private companies that are already trying to maximize their profit by producing as much as they can with what they have? Just tell me. Tell me. So they say they're doing everything in their power to ensure there is adequate product available where and when they need it. Who's they? Are we referring to the consumers? Are we referring to manufacturers? Now, the GOP is salivating over a political atmosphere that seems like it could deliver the party, the House, and the Senate majorities in the fall, and have ripped the administration over high gas prices and inflation. But look, let's not get too excited here, okay? Because good intentions aside, the GOP could fuck up a free lunch. And I would not put it past the GOP to spoil this opportunity and only end up with one legislative house. Now, whether that's the Senate or whether that's the House itself, I don't know. But I do not have faith that they are going to seize this opportunity the way they should. Everything is more expensive in Biden's America, they say. And now families are being devastated by a massive baby formula shortage, said Emma Vaughn, a spokeswoman at the Republican National Committee. On Tuesday, Mitt Romney and Tom Cotton sent letters to the Biden administration to voice concern about the shortage. A day earlier, Representative Elise Stefanik, a new mother and member of the House GOP leadership, also took to social media to voice her disapproval. Absolutely unacceptable in America, Stefanik wrote. Sadly, this has become the norm because of Joe Biden's radical agenda. And yeah. Hey, you know, guys, I see it in the chat room. Let me address it. I'm not against a GOP majority in either chamber that would stop Biden's agenda. Trust me, I know exactly even what a split would mean. I am perfectly happy with 2 years of nothing happening in D.C. Perfectly happy. If it stops them, I'm good with it. So, you know, I'm not sitting here rah-rahing the GOP. I'm just saying that they are inept, it seems, at taking the best advantage of these type situations. So, Democrats say Biden has become an easy target for all the problems that the nation is facing. The easiest person to blame is the most visible public figure in America, said Joel Payne, a Democratic strategist. It doesn't matter if it's fair or logical. Oh, but it was fine the last 4 years before Biden, right? Everything that went wrong was Trump's fault, whether it's fair or logical. They might be doing everything you might imagine to address it, but if it's not being solved, it's at your feet. Yeah, that's exactly right. Political observers say the worst could still yet be to come, or be yet to come, however it's worded. Seymour. Don't forget what is looking like a bear stock market and possible recession. History professor Julian Zelizer, he's a history and public affairs professor at Princeton. It's not good for the administration, however you paint it and whatever he says. People feel economic pain and fear it directly, so it's hard to explain it away by saying my policies aren't doing this, which he actually doubled down and said that, you know, his policies were not responsible for inflation or gas prices or shortages or anything. So Republicans do love to use inflation as a political talking point, but does anyone have a clue what their plan is to bring down prices? I don't know. I'd like to hear it. Biden assailed Rick Scott for a proposal that he put forth that would raise income taxes on Americans who pay no taxes. The Scott plan also would sunset all legislation. Republicans have sought to distance themselves from the Scott proposal, but the White House has cast it as representative of the entire GOP. I don't think Scott is being completely lunatic here. I think that everybody should have some skin in the game, should they not? Anyway. In an exchange with reporters following the speech, Biden acknowledged that voters fault him for inflation because Democrats are in power, but he noted the difficulty of getting his legislative agenda passed due to narrow Senate majority. We're in power, Biden said. You're justifiably right that we control all three branches of government. Well, we really don't. You know, we have 50-50 in the Senate. You need 60 votes to get major things done. I've been pushing the things I've been proposing, and you've heard me speak today to this day since I got in office, and I need 60 votes to be able to even pass them. You know, this guy, he just doesn't get it. He really doesn't get it. Okay, and to tie all this in, here we go, another tie-in. Prices at the pump soaring to fresh record highs. The national average price for regular gasoline climbed more than 4 cents on Tuesday to $4.37 a gallon, and that takes out the prior record of $4.33 a gallon set on March 11th. In California, the average price for gas is $5.84 a gallon. In Illinois, it's $4.69 and $4.57 in New York. The gas spike, prices up 17 cents in the past week, will only add to inflationary pressures that have raised recession fears, rocked financial markets, and soured Americans' views on the economy. You think they weren't soured before now? Some analysts fear for even higher prices coming. Andy Lipow, president of Lipow Oil Associates, told CNN on Sunday he expects retail prices will jump to $4.50 a gallon in the next week to 10 days. The national average had dipped to as low as $4.07 a gallon in April after setting records, and the huge release of oil from the emergency reserves, the strategic reserves. And as oil prices cooled off, industry analysts predicted at the time that relief proved to be short-lived and minor. As they predicted, huh? Biden's release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve didn't just fail to reduce gas prices much. Basically, I mean, if you wanted to get technical, it could be considered illegal and in violation of the 1975 Energy Policy and Conservation Act, a law that established the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The law prohibits the release of emergency petroleum reserves unless there is a severe domestic supply shortage, an act of sabotage, or natural disaster. Now, Congress has imposed a predicate circumstance of a severe energy supply disruption for the President and Secretary of Energy to authorize the sale of crude oil from the SPR. And such a disruption simply does not exist right now. The unlawful release of oil from the SPR threatens national security by depleting the reserve absent a true supply disruption. And look at all this brilliance in the chat room. Exactly right. Now he's going to have to spend $100 a barrel or more to replace that oil. Exactly right. So, wow. On March 31st, Biden ordered the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to release 1 million barrels of oil per day for 6 months. The largest release in U.S. history. Biden had earlier ordered a 30 million barrel release on March 1st and a 50 million barrel release back in November. Now, these releases potentially endanger national security by depleting the reserve during a non-emergency. That could leave America unable to cope with a true disaster that seriously crimps oil production. For example, if Iran decides the time is right to pursue a show of force in the Middle East and attack Saudi Arabia, we could face an actual worldwide disruption of supply with a depleted reserve of crude oil in the SPR. Similarly, if a Category 5 hurricane hits the Gulf of Mexico and shuts down oil production for weeks, as with Katrina, the SPR may not be able to respond to an actual emergency. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which was designed to store 714 million barrels of oil for emergencies, contains less than 600 million barrels, its lowest level in 20 years, and Biden's current release of 180 million barrels will take the reserve to its lowest level ever without even having much impact on prices. So, and thanks to Democrats' past decision to keep President Trump from expanding the reserve back when oil was dirt cheap. We really appreciate that, you morons. The amount of oil in the reserve is just too tiny to have much effect on gas prices. America could have refilled and expanded the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in 2020 when oil was dirt cheap and then sold the oil later at a time of high prices for a hefty profit, or just sat on it and kept it for emergencies. You know, I mean, let's be real. I mean, this thing was set up in 1975, and I don't believe it's ever been expanded since then. Why not? We've got more people on the road, more cars on the road. It would make sense to expand it. You got more planes in the air. Everything, there's more. Why not more oil, too? Why not more in reserve? In March of 2020, President Trump proposed adding oil to the reserve when oil was only at $14 a barrel, but Democrats blocked him from doing that. Now, oil is more expensive, over $100 a barrel. Not buying oil back in 2020 has cost the United States government the opportunity to make billions of dollars. Of course, they just send it to Ukraine anyway. But now, they're gonna take our tax dollars and start buying $100 a barrel oil to replace what they're putting out, because they're brilliant that way. You know what? End of story, bottom of the hour. Let's go ahead and take a nice break, stretch your legs, refill your drinks. I can tell, I hear you guys moaning in the chat room. Your asses are going numb from being on them for too long. Get up and stretch. When we come back, we're going to tie yet another story all together into Biden's big heaping, steaming pile of mastodon dung. So go do it. We'll be back.
G's threatening to tie things up again, ladies. You better run.
I've been jumping through some hoops. Want to get my body loose. Want to tell you what to do. I've been running out of bounds like an animal struggling. Looking for a diamond. I'm trying. I'm fighting. Riding in the rhythm.
As a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mix with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat, basement, average 6-inch sub.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I love my music.
Young the Giant there with Silver Tongue. Tell you what. You know who's got a tongue that's not silver? This sack of crap we got sitting in the White House right now. But before we get back to that, I have to remind you, Amish and Robinson coming up at the top of the hour on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network. Stay right here for the night.
Actually, hang on, Lee, before I forget, I do have an announcement. I don't know why I haven't said this before now, probably because this is the first chance I've been in front of a microphone all week. So, starting next week, the show that Ordy and I do together will be being called Rick and Ordy. And there's a reason, because Dan is alive, and Dan is bringing back Robinson and Wright starting next week as well.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Well, it may actually wind up being 2 weeks from now since the ladies bumped for tonight, so I'm going to see if they want to do a show next week or wait. But, yeah, so Dan's alive, and we're getting the band back together. I even offered to let him come hang out with me and Ordy once in a while since we do a shifting schedule when the ladies aren't on. So, we shall see. But, yeah, I almost forgot. So I'm glad you did do the schedule promo thing, because then I was like, wait, I have an announcement. Yay.
Yes. We're going to tax you more.
don't even get me started.
Yes, these assholes. So anyway, you got that going on tonight. The second half of your doubleheader coming at you in about 24 minutes. Yeah, give or take a commercial break in there. But so we go back again Monday. We back up a couple of days, and Joe Biden is talking at an AARP town hall meeting where he blamed April's 8.3% year-over-year inflation on COVID and Putin, and emphasized that it was not the fault of increased government spending, which as far back as 2009, when he was the vice president, he called vital to, quote, keep from going bankrupt. That's government spending, by the way. The government has to spend money to keep the country from going bankrupt, he said. That has been his position since at least 2009. At least that's when he publicly stated it. So, as vice president, Biden told people that the Democrat-supported health care plan, which Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, if you will, the nation would go bankrupt or unless it passed, that the nation would go bankrupt. And the only way to avoid that fate is for the government to spend more money. Biden makes the case for higher spending. He says, you know, the people with me here today know, and the president knows, and I know that the status quo is simply not acceptable. It's totally unacceptable, and it's completely unsustainable. And if we want to keep it the way we have it now, we can't do it financially. We're going to bankrupt as a nation. I think he meant go bankrupt, but that was a direct quote. Now, more quote. When I say that, look at me and say, what are you talking about, Joe? You're telling me we have to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer is yes. That's what I'm telling you. End quote. On Monday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that consumer prices rose 8.3% in April, year over year, following March's 8.5% increase, the highest since 1981. In remarks responding to the news, Biden blamed the pandemic and Putin. He said, "I want us to be crystal clear about the problem. There are two causes of inflation we're seeing today. The first cause of inflation is a once-in-a-century pandemic. Not only did it shut down our global economy, it threw the supply chains and the demand completely out of whack. And this year we have a second cause, Mr. Putin's war in Ukraine." Now, that's what he's blamed for gas prices. He's now blaming it for inflation, too. However, some of you are old enough to remember this guy named Milton Friedman. Now, Milton was a tremendous mind, an economist, and some people even considered him a philosopher in a lot of ways. But I want you to listen to the words of Milton Friedman here as he talks about inflation. Milton Friedman said, "It is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. It's always and everywhere a result of too much money, of a more rapid increase in the quantity of money than an output. Moreover, in the modern era, the important next step is to recognize that today governments control the quantity of money, so that as a result, inflation in the United States is made wholly in Washington, D.C. and nowhere else. If you listen to the people in Washington, they will tell you that inflation is produced by greedy businessmen, or it's produced by grasping unions, or it's produced by spendthrift consumers, or maybe those terrible Arab sheiks who are producing it. Of course businessmen want profits. I mean, what business person doesn't? Trade unions are grasping. They have always been grasping. Who of us isn't? And there's no doubt that the consumer is a spendthrift. At least every man knows that about his wife anyway. But none of them produce inflation for the very simple reason that neither the businessman, nor the trade union, nor the housewife has a printing press in their basement on which they can turn out those green pieces of paper we call money. I don't know how to explain it any better than that. I really don't. I for the life of me, the government can just churn out money. They flooded us with money during the pandemic. And now they're blaming the pandemic. I really don't understand. I just don't. So we go back to Biden's words. And it's Mr. Putin's fault. And it's COVID's fault. Through the first 6 months of the fiscal year, October through March, the federal government collected record taxes. Record. Another record. We talked about this, a couple months ago, maybe. Maybe it was even just last month, about record taxes for the government, and they're still spending. The $2.79 trillion spent during the first half of the fiscal year is second only to the record spent during the first half of fiscal year 2021. Think about it. We're looking at $5.6 trillion if the trend continues. That's if we just stay at the current pace. You want to talk about being unsustainable, or sustainable, I should say. Yeah. I'm sounding like Biden. Hey, Rick, hit that Biden audio clip. Let's hear that genius talking.
All right, give me just a second. It kind of caught me flat-footed, but I have it right here.
Damn!
You know. It happens. I was checking on something else. All right, here we go.
Exponentially. Can anybody define that damn word? Exponentially.
Yeah, fun times.
I mean, this man, and I wanted Rick to play the whole clip. It was from so many different speeches at so many different places. There's no way they can spin this to where it was like, oh, he just misspoke. No. The man is an idiot, and he thinks that that is the word, when the word he's looking for is exponentially, not dentially, not exponentially.
I didn't mean to crank that up quite so loud. Somebody defined it on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Exponentially, a term used by corrupted elderly dementia patients whose crackhead son Hunter's crack habit went up exponentially after he knocked up a stripper.
I love it. That is, I mean, oh my God, Jesus Christ, that it happened on a cracker. Yeah, that's pretty good, though. That is pretty good. Wow. Oh, and by the way, Pete Buttigieg, he thinks we don't understand enough about the benefits of electric cars. He wants to launch a campaign and spend what is, I'm sure, probably, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars to explain to you and I the benefits of electric vehicles. Yeah, we know, Pete, you just plug them in at night and you don't have to go to the gas station. And really, the only wear and tear parts are the tires and windshield wipers and a couple of the pumps that, you know, like your washer fluid and things like that. Yeah, we get it, Pete. We get it. Do you know how much a battery pack costs for one of those cars, Pete? What if one of the servo motors goes out, Pete? You know how much that costs? Yeah, I didn't think so. I think we all understand pretty well what the benefits and the detriments to an electric car are. Have they come light years from when we were kids? Remember the little square-looking electric cars? Anybody? They kind of looked like a Volkswagen Rabbit diesel. I remember there was a guy in the neighborhood that had one when I was a kid, and we used to laugh at it. But I quit laughing when my aunt got the Volkswagen Rabbit diesel because it got 50 miles to the gallon. And, man, that was huge back then. I mean, 50 miles to the gallon. But anyway, yeah, Pete thinks we're all idiots, and he needs to impart his love of choo-choo and electric cars on us through our taxpayer dollars. So that's going on. That's always fun. You know, the White House and their freckled face mouthpiece are saying about protesters outside of the justices' homes that, quote, we're certainly not suggesting anyone break any laws. Well, they are breaking a law. They are breaking. It is against federal law to intimidate a judge. And that's exactly what they're trying to do, is intimidate a judge. So, you know, this guy that they thought should have been on the Supreme Court because of his jurisprudence is not lifting a finger now as the United States Attorney General to stop the intimidation of the justices. So what does that tell you about Garland? He's an idiot, first. And he's a hack. He's just a liberal hack. He has absolutely no credibility whatsoever. Not as a legal scholar, and not as our nation's top law enforcement officer. You know, we talked about the tax collections. That's just, you know, every month it sets a record. Every month. Every single month. You're talking about roughly $200 billion collected in April. I mean, you just keep going, keep going, keep going. The administration has no position on protests outside judges' homes, other than it's illegal in the U.S. code. Actually, they won't even say that it's illegal, will they? I haven't seen that yet. I do know that the state of Virginia, Lieutenant Governor Seals there, has said that their attorney general has the authority to enforce that law, and very well could. And I think they should. So look for Virginia to take action before Washington, D.C. does. Garland will do nothing. As a matter of fact, if Virginia acts to enforce the law, Garland will actually come out against the law. You watch. You watch. Mark my words. I guarantee it. Let's see. They're marked. Peppermint Patty hasn't said it was illegal. Yeah, I didn't think she had. Yeah. I didn't think so. They want to ride that fence as long as they can, because they're afraid they'll upset the base even more if they don't. So, yes. It's amazing how many people will come out of their houses and protest in front of a judge's house to try to intimidate them over something that hasn't happened yet, that they're afraid will happen. And what they're protesting is the right to kill a baby, but they don't get pissed off about what's going on in our economy, in our country, and everything else with the supply chain and all that stuff. They don't protest that. Just the right to kill a baby, which you have no right to. It's not a right. But that's what they want. They want the right to kill babies. Sickening. Sickening. And these freaking hyenas and sea cows that are, no abortions, no sex. Yeah, well, your terms are acceptable, madam. When you're walking around in a pair of tights with more ass than a donkey farm, and every step you take looks like two raccoons fighting in a sack of corn, who are you really withholding sex from? Oh, I know. that little skinny guy standing over there. He weighs about 130 pounds, soaking wet, 6 feet tall, and he's wearing the knitted pink pussy hat with the sign that says, "I need feminism." You're withholding sex from him? Come on. Uh-oh, I've now been scolded. I have to leave Donkey Farms out of this. Ordy is upset. You know, he was abused as a child, you know. And I heard he was victimized at a donkey show in Tijuana. Only a rumor, though.
He may have started out being victimized, but eventually he ran that show.
Yes, that much I do know is true. Yes, but I think that it stems from the childhood trauma. We'll have to talk to Fu about that to get some verification, but...
Well, I mean, when you spend your entire childhood, you know, raising donkeys and churning butter, that's trauma all on its own. Just saying.
This is true. This is true. Anyway, that's it for me. I know it's about 2 minutes early, but I don't really have anything else. Great news about Robinson and Wright returning to the airwaves. Excited to see, one, that Dan is alive, and two, that he is interested in coming back to join us. So I don't know if Dan's listening or if he's in the chat room or if he gives a shit, but glad to hear it, Dan. Way to go, buddy. And Rick, dude, you work like with everybody. So, I mean, I know this is old hat for you, but, you know, congrats.
Yeah, it'll be cool to have him back.
Yeah.
And still fine. Because, see, Ordy and I kind of have a weird vibe. It's like half politics, half what the fuck ever. So I'm like, we can keep that show going even if Dan comes back.
We'll just
rename it. There's
nothing wrong with that. No, Rick has not fired Ordy. He has not. Damn it. Boy, I mean, they are on it in the chat room tonight. All right, guys.
I tried to fire Ordy, but then he had video from the donkey front. Oh, wait. Shit. Never mind.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, that is tonight's show. Thank you all for being here. If you like it, tell your friends. If your friends like it, you need new ones. But they and you, here with me every week on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network for the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch.
Medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.